everyone, and welcome to the third episode of the podcast series on Salesforce, Einstein, GPT, and Data Cloud. My name is Samson Peter, and I'm the Associate Director of Salesforce at Royal Cyber. In today's episode, we will discuss Einstein GPT for Marketing Cloud and its capabilities. With me, I have Taha Hamid. He is the Salesforce Technical Architect at Royal Cyber. Thank you, Taha, for joining us. Taha, can you tell us what is Einstein GPT and its offering for Marketing Cloud?
Sure thing, Samson. So first of all, thank you for inviting me for this podcast. Coming to your question, so you know, like Salesforce is keep introducing a lot of features out there in Einstein GPT, and we have seen like they have done it for Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, Commerce Cloud, as well as they have introduced one more feature which is for Marketing Cloud, which we call generate the subject lines and body content, which you can leverage in your email messages or SMS messages, and which is going to be generated with this Einstein GPT feature, which we call generative AI capabilities. And on top of it, Salesforce will add its Einstein trust layer to secure the data. At this point of time, this feature is available to partners, and soon as it will be available to the general users.
Okay, thank you, Taha. Before we deep dive into Marketing GPT, can you tell us a little about Einstein Generative AI and Einstein Trust Layer and its benefits?
Sure, Samson. So I would like to answer this question in two parts. First, let me cover about Einstein Generative AI. When we talk about this term, it refers to generative artificial intelligence, which actually refers to involving the AI while generating your content. When I talk about generating the content, it means it could be in form of a text, an image, a video, or an audio message. As you know, like AI is something really powerful, and it actually take care of performing all of the tasks out of the box, which actually covers the time as well as like reducing the time, and again a very quick and efficient approach to perform any sort of a task. When I further talk about this generative AI, like there is like it includes some inaccurate or harmful responses. There could be. So you have to always ensure that you look at the accuracy and safety of the content which is being generated. But when we talk about Einstein Generative AI, you assume that the responsibility of the output is in secure hands. And this is something which you can use without doing any sort of revisions or so. Well, if I further talk about this thing, so on top of it, while it's the Salesforce, Einstein GPT is generating all this content, it's protected by Einstein Trust Layer. It's not like normal, like you're using OpenAI, which is again, the security is a big concern over there. But Einstein Trust Layer ensures that your content or whatever stuff is being generated, it's being taken care. And now I'll jump to the second part of your question while talking about this Einstein Trust Layer. So it actually functions as a protective layer that elevates the security of the generative AI through seamless data and privacy controls. It actually employs the techniques to mask the data, any sensitive data which you have in your system. This particular Einstein Trust Layer also collects the feedback data, which includes to cover up the responses which are being generated to make sure they are not harmful or not, I would say, not good to be referred or so. And along with that, it actually helps to continuous improve the sort of content is being generated.
Okay, excellent, Taha. Thank you. My next question is, so how subject line and body content generation feature in marketing GPT actually works?
Well, about these features, which is of generating the subject line and the content body, firstly, you need to make sure that in your Marketing Cloud instance, you have the Einstein Generative AI and Einstein Copy Insight features enabled. Only then you will be able to leverage these features. After that, you need to redirect yourself to the Einstein Copy Insights tab, where you will be seeing three tabs. One is of dashboard, the other one is for subject line, and the last one is for the body content. When it comes to the second tab, which is to generate subject line, we like this is a different tab where you can do that or you can perform that job. And to generate the body content, that there is a different tab for that. Further, if I would like to add over here that the content which is going to be generated is de it depends upon the brand setting. When I talk about the brand setting, it means that AI will look at the brand, whether you are using a casual sort of a language or a professional sort of a language, which means that if you have selected professional, let's say, so whatever content is going to be generated, it's going to be covering the aspects in a professional manner. If it is casual, so the language would be a bit casual, but again, you will be getting your message generated efficiently with using this Einstein GPT feature. Furthermore, while you request for generating this content, so you will be getting top five results, which you can copy and download as a text, and then you can use that in your content. I have covered up, like I would say, theoretically a lot of aspects of this feature, but I would like to showcase that in form of a system demo. So please allow me to do so. Let me share my screen. I hope that my screen is visible.
Yes, the
Okay,
and you can just
so
see your screen.
this is okay, great. Thanks for confirmation, Samson. So this is our Marketing Cloud instance, and for that feature, I would be going to the Einstein, and then I need to select Einstein Copy Insights as an option. So as I was talking about the tabs, so we have this dashboard tab, the subject line generation tab, and body copy generation tab. So I'll just go to the subject line generation. Now, I need to provide a key message, what I'm trying to portray in my message. So let's say if I take the example of Royal Cyber, as say Royal Cyber is a Salesforce consulting partner. So I just wrote this sort of a message that what I want to aim at, like we provide Salesforce consulting services. Then we have this option of brand personality. Let's say I want to generate this in form of a professional manner. And there is another option to provide a sample subject line, which is if you have any subject line in your mind, you can put it over here so that you can get more relevant results. But it is not mandatory or necessary that you provide this information here. So I'll just use this information and I'll be clicking this button of create, and then I just need to acknowledge. And here is what Einstein GPT gives me, some subject lines over here, which I can use. And from here, I can download them, I can copy them, as well as to make Salesforce doing all those improvements while generating this content. We have these options to like or dislike the subject line. Same case goes with the body copy generation. So we have a different tab here. You have to use the same thing. All that information is same, like key message. Okay, we offer, let's say, Salesforce Support services for sales cloud. Service cloud and experience cloud. Let me select the brand personality. And if I would be doing the same steps again, so that will generate the body, the content body, as you can see right here. Same, I can download, I can copy, and just to make aware about whether the content is relevant or not, I can use these likes and dislike buttons, and I can use this content in my email messages or my SMS messages, which I'm going to generate from Marketing Cloud. So this is a quick demo of this feature, and that is all I have from.
Star, I have a quick question. So these subject line generation and body content generation, is it taking any what sort of data it's taking into consideration while generating content? Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure thing, Samson. So as of now, this particular feature only looks at this information which you are providing in the key message and the sample body copy. Okay, it's not taking that previous let's say previous content which is being sent into the consideration. As of now, it's not taking such thing. It only relies on the information which you are providing in that wizard.
Okay, excellent, perfect. Thank you, Taha. Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Taha. This is all from our end today. We will meet soon in another episode. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.